Hi guys, we're here with the Messengers Radio Show. Today we have some special guests, Scott and Colleen Blair. They are from the Father's House, our church, and we are just excited to bring you the word today. Scott, let's go ahead and start off with a prayer.
Certainly. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you for the opportunity to share what we have learned from following you and from reading and studying your word. We thank you that your grace is upon us and that your mercy surrounds us, and we do it all before the throne of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Sorry. we're having some technical difficulties, but let's just... hey, Brandy, can you come in here for a second? Let's just go on. This month, we have been talking about the words of your mouth and how important and powerful they are. We're trying to get to speak life. That's our main issue, is speaking life over yourself, over people around you. It's so important. Today we're focusing on healing and how you need to speak about your healing and how you can, Jesus works through your words. Your words are such a powerful influence. And I just want to read you this short paragraph that I found from Joyce Meyer Ministry. She says that many people believe that God is able to heal them, but they aren't sure whether he will heal them. God wants to heal his children. You don't have to do something to earn his love or his healing touch. Just believe what he says and do what he tells you to do.
Amen.
Start speaking healing verses aloud. And that is very, very important, is that you speak them out loud.
Yes.
Meditate on them. Believe in them. And that's how we release God's power to heal, by speaking his word and trusting his ability and his willingness to heal all of our diseases. We've talked last week a little bit about how speaking words can change your body. Your body needs to hear those words.
Yes.
That's part of how it's made. And so that is another reason why it's so important to speak the words out loud.
Amen.
Did you guys have anything you wanted to add? Okay. Let's start with Isaiah 53:5. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we were healed. That is a main verse that many people know, and it is so true. He went through all of that just for our healing. And if that doesn't bless you, I mean, it's just amazing to think of all that stuff he went through, and he did it because he wanted to. He didn't have to do that.
Right.
That was something he wanted to do for us, to bless us. And that is so important. But just like I said, one of the important things that you do is you have to ask for your healing.
Yes.
You can't just say, okay, I guess he might heal me, you know, whatever. You have to say, you know, Lord, I believe in you. I ask for your healing. I'm saying this out loud. I'm meditating on these scriptures. I'm listening to your word, and I believe that you are going to heal me.
Right. He already healed you.
That's right.
And that's the part of accepting it. Mm-hmm. You've got to get that in your heart, and when you get it in your heart, it comes out of your mouth, and you confess it over and over and over, and you're speaking his word.
That's right.
And then it comes to pass.
That's right.
If you don't speak his word, it's not going to come. So you've got to speak his word. Amen.
Yeah, you know, Trish, most people think that they're sick and mm-hmm. that they have to receive healing, when the truth is we are the healed already.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy of our soul is the one that's trying to convince us that it's not for this time, or it's not for you, or mm-hmm. it's not this, or it's not that. But it's already a gift that mm-hmm. he's given us. we see in Isaiah that he already paid the mm-hmm. cost for that.
He did.
It's already taken place. It's already done. If you can get that moved over to your thinking, mm-hmm. so that you begin to think instead of, oh, I feel a fever coming on, I should probably pray for healing. Mm-hmm. Instead, you say, I feel a fever coming on, and I rebuke those symptoms in Jesus' name.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Got to talk to that, those feelings.
Right.
Because otherwise, your feelings do get in the way. You know, your head gets in the way and says, I'm not healed yet. And you are.
Right.
You are. You just have to believe that.
And then you'll
speak
hear people on the news or on the TV, it's flu season, you better get your flu shot, you better get this, you better get that, and here, take this, and you can try that, and to mm-hmm. prevent this, and you need to be saying, take two doses of the word, and call me in the morning.
That's right.
Get the word in you, and by his stripes, by that word, that's when you receive that healing. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
I love how Psalms 107:20, he says he sent his word and he healed them. Mm-hmm. In my Bible, I've got it underlined. It says he healed me.
Yes.
And he delivered me from mm-hmm. my destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're sick, it's a destruction against you.
It is.
It's
physically
spiritually. Yes. But he delivered you from that.
That's right.
When Jesus delivers you, you are delivered. You are mm-hmm. set free by the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So your words are powerful. When the word of God goes forth, it's going to accomplish what it's sent out to do.
Yes.
It's not going to return void. It's got power.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some living power in that word, and he gave it to us to use.
Mm-hmm.
So we better be careful with the words that we're speaking over ourselves and other people.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
not cursing people, not mm-hmm. like cuss words, but cursing them. You know, we got to be careful.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about that. I don't know if you guys listening have heard our archive shows, but they are something you need to listen to, because mm-hmm. we talk about the power and
yes, there's death and life in it.
It is.
And Proverbs, it's packed full of it. Proverbs is
mm-hmm.
awesome. And you got some great scriptures wrote down mm-hmm. and, you know, ready to read. Mm-hmm. So which one?
One thing I do want to talk about is Matthew 20-22. It talks about the woman with the issue of blood.
Yes.
If you want to read that, you can. The main thing that I want to focus on is that she... do you have that?
Matthew 9?
Yeah, Matthew 9, 20 through 22.
I've got it out of the New King James, and Scott's got it out of the Amplified. Which one would you like to hear it out of? Either one?
Either one.
Okay. Verse 19. Let's start with 19. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Matthew 9:19. So Jesus rose and followed him.
He was talking about Jairus and
right.
his daughter, and we'll get to that too.
Right. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. And the woman was made well from that hour.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Right then.
You know, in the Amplified, it says, for she kept saying to herself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another important part of your words and how they're connected to the healing that's already been purchased for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's you say these things because it fills your heart. When your heart hears your words,
mm-hmm.
when they enter into your own ears from your own mouth, they go right back into your heart, and it's a purifying.
Right.
They come out of your mouth, they go right back in your ear, they immediately go in your heart, and you begin to believe what you say more. The more you say it, the more you will believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And when healing is concerned, there's a lot of people that struggle with the concept of physical, miraculous healing.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, she just wanted to touch the hem of his garment. She didn't even have to get close enough to him to get his hands laid on her or anything
mm-hmm.
else. She just knew. And just like it says in the Amplified, mm-hmm. for she kept saying to herself, if I only touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah.
A lot of people think you have to go to a Benny Hinn meeting or something significant.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you don't. I received healing in my body several times. I have several things that I can talk about where healing is concerned. Mm-hmm. But some of them came when I was only praising God and thanking Him for the healing that He's provided for me.
Right. Yes, that's another very important thing.
That's powerful. Praise is powerful.
Yes.
Sometimes
praise
you
can change a whole lot.
Right. Get on your knees and praise God for something that hasn't been done yet or manifested yet. Mm-hmm. But it's already been done.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, you were already healed, but you got to thank God for that, and you got to keep praising, and that is another major issue. What comes out of your mouth,
right?
You can either praise God with your tongue and speak words of life over yourself, or you can say, "Oh man, I have this headache and it's terrible," and la la la. You're speaking death over yourself.
Well, you can have
and
what you say
in your healing.
Right.
That's right.
I mean, you know, Keith Moore says that all the time. I'm shouting out for Keith Moore. He says you can have what you say.
That's right.
What you say. And not just him. Jesus said it.
Right.
Jesus said it. And if Jesus said it, I mean, it's pretty powerful, right?
Yeah. And you better be saying it.
Right. You better be saying what he said. And now that you said that, Psalms 19:14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Mm-hmm.
We want our words to be acceptable to God. Because if our words are not acceptable, then they're condemning, they're cursing, they're full of guile.
Yes.
You know, but if they're building up, they're bringing life.
Yes.
And, you know, it resurrects.
Mm-hmm.
It resurrects your life. It resurrects other people's life. So our words are pretty powerful. And, man, I've got notes and notes on this stuff about your words.
And this is another form of praise when your words are acceptable to Him. It's another form of praise. And I'm pretty certain that somewhere in this Bible it says something to the effect that that the Lord inhabits the praise of His people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
He dwells there. You know, and when I begin to get a revelation of that, I seen Him like in a big, fat, lazy boy. And when we praise Him, He kicks it back, throws His feet up, and He puts His hand behind His head, and He begins to relax in that. And that's how He inhabits our praise.
Amen.
And praise doesn't have to be a song, you know, just a worship song that you sing at church. It's not just about that. It's speaking life. It's, you know, saying thank you, Jesus, you know, for everything, and I believe your word, and I speak your word, and your word is life unto me. And that is praise, just talking.
Just,
you know,
speaking.
A lot.
Just speaking His word.
His word.
His word is what works.
Mm-hmm.
As I shared my testimony about healing, you know, it's in the archive. Y'all can go to the archive.
And it's grow time.
I mean, you've got to say what He said.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, then you're just getting up every day, oh, my body this, oh, my back that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can have what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And like Scott said earlier, you'll believe what you say more than you will with it, what anybody else will say.
Yes.
When it comes out of your own mouth. It comes out of your heart. It comes out of your mouth. So what you're putting in is what's going to come out. Mm-hmm. Garbage in, garbage out. Good in, good word out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we got to wait. I got a little note on in here. It says, wait.
Mm-hmm.
And that stands for, why am I talking?
Huh.
Wait. Sometimes you got to wait.
Uh-huh.
And just stop and go, why am I talking about this?
Yeah.
You know, why am I saying this? Why am I saying that? Well, why are you?
Mm-hmm.
Is it to be edified? Is it to be built up? Is it to be,
what
are you just, you know what I mean?
Sometimes
so,
you need
to
be quiet.
You need to be still.
Watch
sometimes.
Watch that tongue, yeah.
Yes.
Well, you have to determine, are the words you're speaking, because we all find ourselves in circumstances and situations that we'd rather not be in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but what we don't always do is gauge our words. Are they words that contain life, or are they words that contain death? Proverbs 18:21 tells us that in the power of the tongue is life and death.
Yes.
Other versions put it differently, and they say that your words contain power.
Mm.
Mm.
And Joyce Meyer herself says, words are little containers.
Mm-hmm.
They either contain the power of life or they contain the power of death.
Right.
So when you're speaking about your situation or the circumstance that you don't want to be in, are you speaking the end result? Are you speaking how you need it to go, where you want it to go, or are you calling it what it is? Because if you call it what it is, it will always be what you call it.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. In Proverbs 18:20-21, it says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, and from the produce of his lips he shall be filled. Mm-hmm. And death and life are in the power of that tongue. It goes on to say that in verse 21. So we want to be filled with the fruit of our mouth.
Yes.
And fruit, you know yourself, if you get a delicious bowl of fruit and it's good on the table and it looks good to the eye, you taste that apple or you taste that banana and it's yummy and goes down good, mm-hmm. well, then it's good. It satisfies you in your stomach. Mm-hmm. But if it's rotten,
yeah,
you know, you like... Don't. Yeah, yuck. You don't want to eat it.
You're offended when you see it. If you see a golden, delicious apple and it looks just right, mm-hmm. your mouth begins to water, the anticipation begins to build mm-hmm. that says, this is going to be very satisfying. Mm-hmm. If you see a banana that's already turned black, the only thing I think of is, my wife can make some banana bread with that.
Yeah, we do that too.
I'm not going to eat it.
And we use some rotten bananas when we make banana bread, but hey, it's good after the fact.
You can turn something bad into something good.
You can,
that's
yes.
That's what God says.
And that's what Jesus does to us. Mm-hmm. He takes the bad and makes it beautiful.
Well,
you know,
right.
And when we're suffering, we're hurting, we're broken, we need healing, we come to Jesus.
That's right.
And he's the one who restores us and brings life to us and heals our body if we mm-hmm. keep saying, just like he said over here in Matthew, mm-hmm. that woman with that issue of blood, she kept on saying. Wonder what she was saying. What else she was saying? If I could just touch his garment. I bet she was like, man, if I can just get near to him, I know that I'm going to be well. Oh, move over, people, because here I come. You know, I can just imagine her just getting all fired up about that. If she could just touch Jesus.
Do you think she heard about him coming that morning? And just that morning started saying, well, if he's coming close, maybe I can just touch the hem of his garment. No, in the Jewish tradition, a woman with an issue of blood was not allowed to go anywhere near a crowd of people. Mm-hmm. She's supposed to just holler out, unclean, unclean, mm-hmm. and people would get away from her. Yeah. So that plays a role in it, too. She knew. She could have heard months in advance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That he would be coming through, or had heard about him and seen him walk by mm-hmm. and seen other things happen. And then it started, if I can just touch the hem of his garment, if I can manage to squeeze through the crowd without anybody noticing what's going on with me, mm-hmm. and I won't bother him because mm-hmm. he's a teacher. Mm-hmm. And he's got people, scribes and Pharisees walking around him trying to catch him in things. Mm-hmm. And she knows what's about to happen mm-hmm. if she gets discovered before she can come in the press behind, like it says in the mm-hmm. King James.
Right.
Yeah. So you know, she was taking her life in her own hands.
Right.
You know?
Huge risk.
She was daring to go out there and do it. But she knew it was worth it, right. You know?
And that's what we gotta do.
She'd convinced herself
mm-hmm.
because she kept on saying. Mm-hmm. So finally, she believed what she was saying, and she acted on it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, we get to a point like that. We get fed up enough, we're going to do something about it.
Yeah.
So sometimes, you know, you might go through something for a little while, and then you're like, oh, no, enemy, I've had enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not taking this no more. We get fed up enough, we will hit our knees, we will search out everything we can. We may even go to 50,000 doctors. We may even go to specialists. We mm-hmm. may do whatever we need to do in the physical, but then we tap into the supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
And then something happens because we get fed up and we're like, that's it. I'm claiming it. I'm standing on the word. I'm speaking the word. I'm not going to be moved by what I feel or what I see or mm-hmm. any of that other mess. I'm going to be moved by what he says. And I think that woman, she got fed up. She was, I don't care if I'm unclean. I don't care what the laws say. I'm going to touch his garment and be healed. I've had this for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, you know, you get tired.
Mm-hmm.
She probably was wore down and spent out of everything she had. But she got fed up.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't matter if she went to jail or they stoned her or killed her. She was going to get her healing and mm-hmm. got it.
What'd she have to lose?
Yeah, I mean, reminds really. Me of those lepers right. that were outside the city, and they couldn't go in because the people would kill them, mm-hmm. and they couldn't stay there. There was a famine, and they would die. And so they said, you know, what can happen to us? Let's go right. to the enemy's camp. And they did, and God honored them for that.
Right.
The enemy was already gone.
That's right.
They made so much noise coming through the brush that the enemy ran away scared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
And they believed. They kept on, you know.
Right. Right.
They said,
what do we got to lose?
Yeah.
And that's the stand people need to take when it comes to physical ailments in their body.
Mm-hmm.
That they may have the idea that God's already healed, that healing is real,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know how to appropriate it. They don't know how to lay hold of it mm-hmm. until they get that's it. I've mm-hmm. had enough. What do I have to lose?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way some people, they get to that point to receive.
Right.
And I think there's something tied in there. Faith is tied in there somewhere. When you get frustrated mm-hmm. and there's nowhere else to go, nothing else, mm-hmm. you get desperate mm-hmm. and you remember things that you've heard people say. And one little thing, the Holy Spirit looks in our hearts. God's eyes run to and fro. He's scanning
mm-hmm.
the entire earth mm-hmm. to find somebody that'll believe. So when that spark of faith takes off, He sees it. Even if He's not looking directly at it, He catches it out of the corner of His eye, mm-hmm. and then all of His attention is focused on there.
Right.
So it's there's things going on there that we don't yet understand about frustration with things and faith and how it all ties together, because it's by faith. He told her, woman, your faith has made you whole.
I remember last year I was having some problems with migraines and things like that, and they sent me to specialists and all this stuff, and they wanted to do all these different things, medicine, and they didn't work and all this stuff. And finally I just said, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to see anyone else. I'm just standing up. I had Pastor Kevin, pastor
right.
of our church, just anoint oil and pray with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not had a headache since then. Every time something tries to attack me, I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't have headaches. And it's just that faith, you know, that
Amen.
Desperate attempt. Like, that's it. I'm not taking this anymore,
right.
you know.
Right.
Just putting your foot down, I just got tired of it.
Well, if you watch secular television, you know that Excedrin says there's one out there waiting for you. You better haul some Excedrin around with you everywhere you go, because you never know when the next one's going to strike. Well, I know.
Yeah.
It's never
going to
strike. That's right.
Right.
Don't need that.
Amen.
Well, let's go to, we got so much. Let's see. Let's go to the one with the boy with the seizures. This speaks a lot to me because mm-hmm. I've been diagnosed with epilepsy. And I haven't had a seizure in a long time. It had been over a year. I had one just a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time in like 16 months, which is amazing. That hasn't happened since I was 18 years old. And so I know it was just an attack from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I had been saying, Satan, you're not going to do this, you know, and just
right.
I had been having some really great things happen and, you know, and just, excuse me, just tearing him down. And then it hit but it's like, I'm not accepting that, you know, I'm not doing it. He can do that, but it's not gonna counter what I think or how I feel or how I act.
Right.
I just got right back up and started praising God.
That's right. You know, people that live their life by faith, they are not moved by what they see, even mm-hmm. when they see it on their own bodies or on their own children. You know, mamas will do things to save their children that they wouldn't do to save their husband. Or their brother or their sister, but they'll do things for their children.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the just shall live by their faith. My take on that is I'm not moved by what I see.
Mm-hmm.
If I got in an auto accident and I seen my leg laying over there on the pavement, I wouldn't be moved by that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's hard to see those things and not be moved. But a person that lives their life by faith will not be moved. They'll only be moved or motivated by what they believe.
That's right.
And if you believe what it says in here, then you can have what you find in here. These promises are yea and amen. And you can have any one of them or all of them. I choose to take all of them.
Yeah.
I don't want to segregate any of them. I want them all.
Right.
Do I experience all of them on a daily basis? No.
Not yet, but we're working on it.
That's right. We're moving closer every breath we take. We're moving closer to that. But these promises are yea and amen.
Amen.
And they're for you out there, believer.
Amen.
They are for you.
Amen. They're for all who shall ask. And all who will call on the name of the Lord, He'll give them all those promises. When we seek God and put Him first, just like it says in Matthew 6:33, seek His kingdom first, and then all these other things will be added.
Mm-hmm.
We got to seek God first.
Yes.
We got to seek Him daily. You know, Jesus is awesome for one thing. I mean, yeah, I could just go on and on.
Yeah.
But, you know, when the enemy comes at us, like you were saying a while ago, He threw a seizure at you, and you was like, I'm not going to be moved by that.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of Jesus in the wilderness with Satan. I mean, Satan saying, hey, dude, I'm paraphrasing here, I got some bread, you want it, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, no, it is written. It is written. And He said that three times.
Mm-hmm.
And then the enemy went away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after a while, he's gonna go away. So what do? We speak the word.
Mm-hmm.
We speak the word. We speak the word. We put the word in us, and it comes out of us. Scott always says you get so full, it comes up to the top of your head. Pretty soon it's spewing out your mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, when you get so full of the word is going to come out. And I love to say when you work the word works.
Mm,
so if you're working the word's working for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
And go ahead.
Let's just read. Go ahead and read. I have Luke 9:37. The next day when they came down from the mountain, a large crowd met him. A man in the crowd called out, Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, for he is my only child. A spirit seizes him, and he suddenly screams. It throws him into convulsions so that he foams at the mouth. It scarcely ever leaves him and is destroying him. I begged your disciples to drive it out, but they could not.
Mm.
And that's another thing, but then Jesus goes on to say, oh, unbelieving, perverse generation.
Mm.
How frustrated do you think Jesus has to be?
Mad.
Oh, my gosh.
And I think Jesus did get aggravated at his disciples and stuff sometimes, and at people.
I mean,
he probably tells us every now and then, you guys need to straighten up down there.
Yeah.
You know,
come
I like how it says it in here. It says, suddenly a man from the multitude cried out. This man's crying out for his son. I mean, if that was my son, I'd be like, Lord, come on down here, you know, and do something. Because he knew that he could.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that Jesus could do something.
He had that faith.
Right. His faith was already working before it even happened. And that goes to show you there, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
You know, he put it into action.
Yeah.
Amen.
So, he says, oh, unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I stay with you and put up with you? Bring your son here. Even while the boy was coming, the demon threw him to the ground into a convulsion. But Jesus rebuked the evil spirit and healed the boy and gave him back to his father. And they were all amazed at the greatness of God.
Mm.
And it's just amazing because it makes it sound in there like Jesus was just like, oh, leave, you know?
Yeah.
And he did, but it was Jesus' words, you know,
right.
That demon knew who Jesus was, and he could not stay when Jesus spoke those words and rebuked that spirit.
And that's us, because Jesus lives on the inside of us.
Yes, he gave us all of that when he rose from the dead.
Right.
He said, you will do even greater works.
Amen. So we're to speak to those unclean spirits,
because
that's what they are.
Yes.
I mean, if the same God that rose Jesus from the dead dwells on the inside of us, it's going to quicken our mortal body, right?
Yes.
He's going to raise us up to speak to things, to cast out things, to speak to seizures in the name of Jesus and be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to scream at it. We just say, spirit.
Yeah.
Out.
I'm not taking it.
Out in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, That's a good word. Amen.
Well,
and you know, if you look in verse 39, mm-hmm. he's not saying, I don't know what's wrong with him. I don't know why this happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
He goes right out and says, it says, and behold, a spirit seizes him and suddenly he cries out.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
even the daddy knew what the real deal was.
Mm-hmm.
He knew that it was spiritual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's take a quick break, and we have a song for you. It's called Jehovah Rapha from Sarah Hart Pearson's. And mm-hmm. just take a listen to this real quick.
You knit me together in the womb. You mended me, restore my body, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who healeth me, Jehovah Rapha, your name means healing. Glory to God, my healer. He is Jesus, my
healing. right, we're back, guys. Hope you enjoyed that song. We're going to step into some testimonies here. We have Scott. He's going to share a testimony or two about healing that he's had. Yes. And so take it away.
Okay. When I was a young believer, I'd probably less than 3 months old. And when I was 19 years old, I was working on a crew that put the stucco on the side of a building, and we were doing the front of the building in Kermit, Texas, and we were up on about four stories of scaffold, and we were putting big rocks in the cement instead of making it look like brick or something. It was big rocks that they pressed into the wet cement, and the way I was getting them up there was there was a guy on the ground tying a rock around him. These bags of stones were weighed between 80 and 120 pounds, so I was pulling them up, you know, by rope. And after about 3 hours of that, I was getting pretty tired, and I quit lifting with my legs and my arms, you know, and I began pulling up and straightening up with my back. On about the third bag, I felt something in my lower back, and it bothered me for about a month, pretty severe. I was pretty limited in my mobility and stuff, and then it got better, but it never was right. Mm-hmm. And there was some bad discs back there. I had a couple of bulging discs. Well, not long after I had been born again, I was driving a truck at this time, and I was going across Wisconsin on I-94, and as my habit was, I got on the CB radio coming up on this big truck stop. And I told everybody on the radio that there was a Holy Ghost meeting on channel 12. And if you wanted to be in on the Holy Ghost meeting, go to channel 12 and I would be there. So, and then I would switch my CB radio back to channel 12. Well, one guy came on there and he said, "Hey, I want to get in on that Holy Ghost meeting." And there's a lot of people that would invite themselves to that. And then when I would begin to talk about things, they would disrupt it and, you know, try to overpower it. But this guy was sincere. I could tell. We got to talking. He said, "Where are you at?" I said, "I'm going by the truck stop. I'm headed up to Grand Forks, North Dakota." He said, "Well, I got to go over, you know, way over in Minnesota. I'll be right out." And so I slowed down, waited on him. We talked for a long time while we were trucking on the radio, talking about the things of God. And we made it over to Sauk Center, Minnesota, where we stopped and had supper. And he was telling me about his, the Lord had showed him in a vision that his hands were like on fire. Mm-hmm. And he said, "The Lord told me, lay your hands on people. I've anointed you to minister healing." Mm-hmm. So I said, "Really?" And we're sitting in this restaurant, and I said, "Because I've had some bulging discs, and they don't bother me much, but they have bothered me in the past, and, you know, every now and then I'll bend the wrong way or something, and I'm disabled almost." And he said, "Yeah, we can go pray, you know." So we went back out in the truck, and he put his hand on my head, and as soon as he did, you know, everybody knows right where the very tip top of your head is, and I felt something warm right there, and it started going down, and it covered my entire body while he was praying. Mm-hmm. And I could bend, and it was real. Amen. It was very, very praise real. God. 3 days later, I woke up in a truck stop, and I couldn't move. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Lord, I know that I was healed that day. I know it, because when he put his hand on me and I felt this warmness, I could feel it. It's kind of hard to describe. I felt it go over my shoulders all the way around me, but I felt it go out to the end of my fingers and go around the end of my fingers on the palms of my hands." Oh, wow. And I felt it go under my arms, and I'm sitting in, and this is wintertime, so I've got winter gear on, and I'm sitting in this guy's truck, and I got these big, you know, snow boots on that keep your feet really warm, because it gets really cold up there. Yes, well, I felt that warmness, you know, go down my legs, and the same thing. I felt it go underneath my feet all over the soles of my feet. Mm-hmm. So I said, Lord, I know that I was healed. And I even said the date and the time. Uh-huh. And I know that I was healed on this day, Lord. What is going on? I can barely move. And he said, that's your enemy that has come to steal. And he said, if you'll let him have it, he'll steal your healing away from you, and you'll begin to doubt.
Mm. Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm not about none of that. I didn't know a whole lot about the word, but I knew it was the most real thing I'd ever experienced in my life, Amen. And I've experienced a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It was the most real. So, and that's when I began to talk to it. I said, how do I stop him? And he said, you speak.
Yes.
Speak to your body, speak to your enemy, and condemn what he's trying to do. Mm-hmm. And that's when I first began to realize how important your words were when it comes to things like healing and obtaining and keeping and maintaining mm-hmm. the promise that we find in the Word of God. And I've shared that testimony with a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. When my wife was going through the deal with her feet, I would see her in so much pain, and you know, I'd want to just hold her and tell her it'd be all right and those mm-hmm. kind of things. But the Spirit of God would not allow me. He said, you speak the word of life into her, and it don't speak anything else. So
yeah.
I didn't. And nowadays when I tell people what she went through and what I'd done.
Uh-huh.
I've had a lot of people say, well, that just ain't right.
They think it's mean.
You didn't have yeah. any compassion for what she was going through? Mm-hmm. And I said, I can't tell you how my heart
yeah.
broke.
Yeah.
But I know what my God said. Mm-hmm. He said, you speak life to her, and I'll restore her.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I heard that, I didn't speak anything else to her. I would wail into her with the Word of God until she either told me to get out of her face or I got tired of doing it, one or the other. But, you know, in the beginning was the toughest times because I'd see her in pain, and I'd just look at her face. You know, we've been married 28 years, and I could see in her face that this pain is something I wasn't, you know, accustomed to.
Yeah.
But she was going through this, and when God connected us together, what she feels, I feel. So
yes.
It was painful for me to watch her, but I know what he told me. He said, you mm-hmm. speak life into her, and I will restore her. So that's what I'd done. Mm-hmm. I never once offered to take her to the hospital. Let's go seek a specialist. None of those things. I said, by his stripes you were healed. I had so many healing scriptures memorized, I'd walk by her and I'd start saying them. and all she wanted me to do is get her a glass of tea, because if I seen her mouth opening, I'd start speaking what the word had to say. And she'd have to catch me. No, I just want something to drink. Can you get that for me? Yeah, I can in the name of Jesus, because you're healed. And next week you'll be getting it yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah,
and that's part of my testimony, but my mm-hmm. testimony is quite long. But anyway, you can go to the archive and listen to it. It's when your feet hurt, your whole body hurts.
That's
trust
right.
me, I mean, you know, when you feel like you're walking on glass. But anyway, God's a mighty healing God.
Yes, He is.
And by the way, faithful. I haven't had back trouble since then. Now, 2 years ago, I did have a muscle spasm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never experienced one of them like that before. But when I sought the Lord about that, I said, is the enemy back trying to steal? Mm-hmm. He said, no, you've got a major muscle in your back is bound up. He said, speak to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, through gritted teeth, because I was in a tremendous amount of pain, but through gritted
sure.
teeth, I would speak to it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how you get it. That's how you maintain it. It comes by speaking.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
I'm going to share this with you real quick. You're talking about speaking, and it says Proverbs 16:23, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. 24 says, pleasant words are like honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones.
Yes.
And in the Proverbs 16:23, in God's Words translation, I shared this with y'all earlier, mm-hmm. it says, a wise person's heart controls his speech, and what he says helps others learn. So what we're doing, what we've been through, because we've been through those things, we have compassion for hurting people who need healing. Mm-hmm. And we're not just standing here saying, oh, you know, we've been poor through you. It. Poor, yeah. Pitiful you.
Yeah.
When you go through something, your heart is wide open for mm-hmm. others to receive what Jesus has given you. You want yes. them to receive it too.
Yes.
So, yeah, people hurting, broken, you know, need deliverance. Men, we are ready to pray. We yes. are ready to pray with whoever, wherever, mm-hmm. when. It doesn't matter if it's McDonald's parking lot, whatever.
That's
you
right.
want healing? Hey, we'll pray with you right then in the bathroom if you need it.
Yeah.
But because I have compassion for that, mm-hmm. you know.
I have a big heart for healing, too. I've
Amen.
Been through a lot of illnesses.
Yes, you have.
But at work, I work at Brahms, and I have people come through my line. And when I see they have a hurt arm or if they say they have a hurt, I'm like, what's your name? I will pray for
mm-hmm.
you. And so I write their name down, and I have a big bunch of names, and I pray for them all mm-hmm. the time.
Right.
And I finally... I was so excited because I've just been feeling like what you said about the guy with the burning hands. God keeps telling me my hands are blessed. Whatever
mm-hmm.
I touch
Amen.
Is blessed. And I've just wanted to touch these people, you know, just but it's just like
right.
not there, you know. I can't just reach across and touch these people.
Well, sure you can. You can practice on them. I mean, hey, what's the worst that can happen?
Right.
They get whole. I mean, just
I'm
do it.
To touch you.
I mean, you
so,
know.
But finally, this lady. The other day she said, I said, well, can I, you know, let me pray for you. And she said, let's do it right here.
Amen.
Amen.
I said, all right, we will.
I love
so
it
I
when
just
people do that.
Took her hand and we just prayed right there in the middle of Brahms. And
Amen.
And so I know,
yeah, they're
I know she's going to receive her healing.
Amen.
And it's a little hard for me to process because, you know, it says by your faith. You will be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So I know these people have to have the faith, but I'm just like, Lord, I'm standing in the gap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm praying for these people. They are going to get better, you know,
mm-hmm.
by your will and by their faith. And right. and I just pray for their faith, too.
Well, you're familiar with the people in the Bible that tore up the roof to let the man
yes.
down
mm-hmm.
in front of Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you think it was their faith that got him where he was, or was it his faith?
Mm-hmm.
No,
they
yeah. knew that if they could get him in front of him, that something would happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something mm-hmm. something magnificent happens when we just step out and God shows up, and
mm-hmm.
then we find out what he's doing, and we're like, wow, you know, all we have to do is just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what other people say because we
right.
can let the enemy steal that from us
mm-hmm.
by listening to the voices that say, oh, well, you know, you're not there yet,
mm-hmm.
but you might be one day. No, just
yeah.
do it.
Do it.
Just
yeah.
go for it.
Yeah.
If they say they need healing, then touch them.
Yeah.
If the Lord said
need
healing
to,
hands,
yeah.
you got it. They're hot, girl. Go for it. I mean, you know, just get
yeah.
it. Just
yeah.
go with it.
Yeah, because you certainly don't want to stand in front of the champion of your salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And say, and have him say to you,
"What happened?
Oh, you of little faith."
Yeah,
yeah, like he did those. He was mad at them.
Yeah,
his disciples. Like, oh, man, how long am I going to put up with you guys?
Yeah,
you know.
He said that a bunch of times.
Yeah,
he
didn't say that a bunch of times.
We don't want to be like that. We want Jesus to say, "Well done, come mm-hmm. on in, sister."
Yeah.
You know. That's yeah. what we want. That's
we
that's
want to be careful
desire.
Too when we step out in the miraculous that we're not moved once again by what we see
right.
like
mm-hmm.
Peter was when he got out of the boat.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say he sunk as soon as no he was walking on mm-hmm. the water just like Jesus was mm-hmm. until he began to see the things around him.
Mm-hmm.
In his mind, he probably thought, "Wait a minute, you can't walk on water."
Mm-hmm.
When the wind's blowing like this.
Mm-hmm.
No, he was a fisherman. He'd been fishing in waters his whole life. He knew you couldn't walk on water even when the wind wasn't blowing.
That's right.
But he'd done it anyway. So we need to be careful not to be moved by what we see when we step out into the miraculous things of God like that.
That's right. Yeah, we need to practice. Practice on trees if we have to. I mean, I've spoke to dead trees and they've come back to life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you
You're
know,
good with plants.
I'm working on that. I mean, it's pretty cool when you see something like
yes.
that. You're like, hey, that did work.
Yeah.
Let me see what else I can do.
We've got a tree in our yard that was dead all spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her twice, I'm digging that thing up. No, you're not. Just let me talk to it some more. So I said, well, okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And towards the end of summer, she said, hey, that tree's got a green leaf growing on the bottom of it.
Amen.
And I went out and looked at this tree, Tricia, you know, last year in the winter when it got really super cold for like 8 or 9 days in a row. This tree had a split in the trunk from ground level up about 8 or 10 inches high. Well, when you see a tree do that, that's because the whatever's right there at ground level froze solid, and when it froze, it cracked. I've never seen a tree with a big split in the trunk like that. And this tree's only as big around as a quarter. And it had a split in it that I could fit the tip of my pinky in.
Wow.
And the wood is brown inside there. Mm-hmm. So I'm convinced that this thing is dead.
Not me.
But not her. She's not moved by what she sees.
That's right.
I was like, little tree, you're so pretty. You're beautiful. You will grow. Amen.
Well, let me, with this, just kind of wrap it up here. Yeah. And let me make one more point that I really want to focus on is that you need to praise God.
Amen.
You need to say it with your mouth.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, I'm healed. I accept this healing.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't just say, okay, you know, I accept your healings, by your stripes I'm healed. Okay, great, let's go on with my day. You need to praise him on purpose.
Right.
You know, take that time, open your mouth, say those words.
Right.
And that is very, very important.
Amen.
Well, I'd like to share this with everybody from Romans, the book of Romans in the 4th chapter. This is the King James Version, verse 17. Says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and call those things which be not as though they were.
Amen.
So when you're praising God for your healing, you can do it even in the middle of illness.
That's right.
Or sickness or anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You can start being just like your Heavenly Father, and you can begin to call those things that be not as though they are.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Yes.
All right. Well, we're going to close out with a prayer. I'd like Scott to say a prayer. If there's anybody out there that isn't a believer yet and has heard these things today and God has just touched their heart and is working on you, we just want to pray with you and lead you in this prayer. You can just pray in your heart or say these words out loud. Say the words out loud.
Yes.
After Scott. And so if you'll just take that away for us.
Father, we thank you once again. We thank you for your word, which is a promise that is more than real to me. And I pray that your spirit quickens your word to those people that are listening today, that your word would be even more real to them also.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any out there, Lord, that has not heard that Jesus saves, they've not heard the good news that Jesus came to give them life and that more abundant, I pray, Father, that you see them where they are right now.
Yes, Lord.
And if that's you, you can say this simple prayer. Father, I believe that Jesus died for my sins, that he hung on the cross, and that he was buried. And then on the third day, he came out of the grave, and he done that for me. I believe it. Romans tells us in the book of Romans, in the 10th chapter, it says, with the heart man believes, and with the mouth he confesses unto salvation. And if you believed that Jesus was raised from the dead for your sins and mine, and you say it with your mouth, you will be saved. And Father, we thank you for that simple thing that is so profound, and we thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
All right. We'll see you all next week.